All at once, a huge tear that would have filled a bucket rolled down one of the BFG's cheeks and fell with a splash on the floor. It made quite the puddle. Sophie watched with astonishment.
"What a strange and moody creature this is," she thought. "One moment he is telling me my head is full of squashed flies, and the next his heart is melting for me because Mrs. Clonkers locks us in the cellar." "The thing that worries me," Sophie said, "is having to stay in this dreadful place for the rest of my life. The orphanage was pretty awful, but I wouldn't have been there forever, would I?"
"This is how it is to be a criminal," he thought, "on the other side of the microphone." He straightened up and tried to smile. The reporters gave him friendly, almost embarrassed greetings.
"Let's see, Aftonbladet, Expressen, TT Wire Service, TV4, and... where are you from?" "Ah, yes, Dagens Nyheter. I must be a celebrity."
"Give us a soundbite, Kelly Blomqvist." An English journalist came to New York. She was attractive and witty, and right away she hooked up with one of New York's typically eligible bachelors. Tim was 42, an investment banker who made about $5 million a year. For 2 weeks, they kissed, held hands, and then on a warm fall day, he drove her to the house he was building in the Hamptons. They looked at the plans with the architect. "I wanted to tell the architect to fill in the railings on the second floor so the children wouldn't fall through," said the journalist. "I expected Tim was going to ask me to marry him." On Sunday night, Tim dropped her off at her apartment and reminded her that they had dinner plans for Tuesday. On Tuesday, he called and said he'd have to take a rain check.